from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Governor Jerry Brown is making a fourth request for federal disaster aid as California continues to recover from a series of bruising winter storms. Sunday's appeal includes repairs for severe damage at Oroville Dam that forced the evacuation of some 200,000 people last month. Brown also added Solano and Contra Costa to the list of counties already impacted. The disaster request comes as the governor prepares for a four-day visit to Washington, D.C. to meet with federal lawmakers. Healthcare dominated the conversation of a town hall held this weekend, hosted by Northern California Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa. KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr was there.
More than 1,400 people turned out for LaMalfa's meeting at the Nevada County Fairgrounds, about an hour north of Sacramento. They peppered LaMalfa with questions on the environment and immigration. But many of them appeared eager to voice their support for the Affordable Care Act and their displeasure with Republican efforts to repeal and replace it. Stan Bunstock lives in Oroville.
Myself, I would have died. I would have lost everything. I had esophageal cancer. Thank God for the Affordable Care Act. What are we going to do, Doug, to take care of the people?
LaMalfa's response that the Republican plan would offer more choices didn't go over well. Throughout the meeting, his answers were drowned out by the rowdy crowd, but afterward, he maintained he's not concerned about potential political fallout if he votes for the plan.
I really separate the political stuff from what I think is the right policy. You know, maybe nobody believes that, but if I can stand behind what I think the policy is and it's right and fair for people that are playing by the rules, then I'll go with that all day long.
And there might not be much for LaMalfa to be worried about. Nevada County is a rare spot of blue in a solidly red district that voted largely for President Donald Trump. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, we are also expecting two state senators to unveil a new set of criminal justice reform plans. Democratic state senators Ricardo Lara and Holly Mitchell want to change how juveniles are punished. They're mainly focused on programs that prevent juvenile crime and that separate violent kids from nonviolent youth offenders. Senator Mitchell chairs the Senate Budget Committee. She told the California Report's John Sepulveda, though, she wants to change how we view many juvenile offenders.
Well, I read a report by the Children's Defense Fund about 10 years ago now, and the title of the report was America's Cradle to Prison Pipeline. And the cover of the book has this image of a young man who looks no older than about 7. He's being fingerprinted by law enforcement, and he's so small he's standing on a milk crate so he could reach the fingerprinting machine. Mm. And just the actual image, the book is filled with images of very young children who are in detainment facilities, and you see them in clothes that are too large for them or handcuffs that are too large for them. So it's a powerful visual image of that reminds us all about, you know, the direction our criminal justice system has taken, where we have begun to incarcerate very young children.
Now, your mom was a probation officer. How did that influence your want to tackle issues like criminal justice for minors?
Well, you know, it's ironic that you would mention her. She was chief probation officer in Alameda County, her last kind of gig before retirement, almost 15 years ago. And she did tell the story about a 7-year-old being sent to her at juvenile hall, and how in her 40-year career, she'd kind of seen this transition to, you know, the criminalization of children, particularly, and the criminalization of poverty, quite frankly, and talked about just kind of structurally, you know, what she felt she had to do as a trained social worker to protect that child in a juvenile detention facility where there were kids much older than he. You know, there's a reason why we separate children from preschool and kindergarten from, you know, the bigger kids on the playground, if you will. And that certainly should apply to any locked facility. Not only for their physical safety, but just, you know, where do children belong who have fallen victim, if you will, to a justice system? How did they get there and why? And I think those are the questions Senator Lara and I are most keenly interested in raising, making them a part of the public discourse, and developing policy to meet the needs of these children, as opposed to a knee-jerk reaction where the state has been for a couple of decades, where we believe in locking them up and throwing away the key.
Now, the counter to that argument is that there are some juveniles who are so dangerous, they need to be in the system, as you put it, in order to protect public safety. What do you make of that characterization?
I think that there is some truth to that. You know, the question is, what interventions and what role did government play in intervening early on in that child's life? Is it appropriate, you know, to look at 9, 10, 11-year-olds being locked up in the facilities? And so I'm not necessarily questioning whether or not there should be some form of detention for these kids. The point is it needs to be age appropriate.
Senator Holly Mitchell joined us from our Sacramento Bureau. Senator, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation. With information about the 2018 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, available at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
More than 100 runners required first aid for various injuries and other health trouble during yesterday's L.A. Marathon, say organizers, which isn't bad given that around 24,000 people from over 60 nations ran the 26-plus mile race from Dodger Stadium to the shores of the Pacific. Kenyan Helen Jeprugot topped the women's division. Fellow countryman Elijah Barno prevailed in the men's with a winning time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 51 seconds. And that's the California Report for Monday, March 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.